Salam be upon the ones who sacrificed their lives at Karbala. Salam be upon the ones.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir raheem. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah.
Peace be upon you, brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. Welcome to our silsila, Blessings of Sahaba and Ahl Bayt. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Yesterday, if you were watching the silsila, we were talking about the life, the seerah, the biography of Hazrat Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, the blessed daughter of our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And today, inshallah Azza wa Jal, as we said yesterday, we're going to be talking about her beautiful son, Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we're going to talk about his seerah, his biography, and inshallah azza wa jal, in the next coming days, we're going to be talking about the events of Karbala as well, the aftermath of Karbala, and for the rest of the days now, inshallah azza wa jal, is going to be Zikr-e Hussein. Now, the ulama, they mentioned rightly that Yazid, his name has been forgotten. How many people have you seen that are called Yazid? But how many people have you heard or have you seen or do you know that their surnames are Hussein, their first names are Hussein? There's thousands and millions throughout the whole world. So my Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we're going to be talking about Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So if your name is Hussein or your surname is Hussein and you've wondered why is it that there's so many people whose surname is Hussein, then inshallah azza wa jal, we're going to tell you today about the brief biography of Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was given a title Sayyidu Shuhada and many other titles by the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born on the 5th of Sha'ban, the 4th of Hijri in Madinah Munawwara. Subhanallah, the beautiful enlightened city of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jee Shabazz bhai, mashallah, we're going to start off with yourself. Beautiful topic today about the seerat of Imam Hussein.
Allah. Subhanallah. You can say after all these days, it's come to our purpose.
Subhanallah.
Alhamdulillah.
And, you know, definitely, when you mention the name of Imam Hussein, it does bring you a smile to your face as well. You know.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi min shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahman ar-Rahim. Subhanallah, it's actually quite beautiful that I myself feel good. Alhamdulillah, during this month, if it wasn't for Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, you could say our religion would not be here.
The first thing. Yes.
If our religion was not here, you know, we wouldn't be here.
Ji.
We would have nothing if it wasn't for Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu.
Islam zinda har Karbala ke baad.
That's it. If it wasn't for the sacrifice of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. Now, I don't think today we're not going to be talking about sacrifice. Today we're going to be talking about the life before the events of Karbala, or before those events leading to Karbala, the life of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And alhamdulillah, we've been blessed to speak about people as Fatima, Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We've been blessed to speak about people like Imam Hassan al-Mustaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Hazrat Ali al-Murtada radiallahu anhu, the Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. All of the people who loved Imam Hussein, especially the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest of mankind. Now yesterday was a special message to the sisters, today more to the brothers. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a grandson. Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, a son, a husband, a father. Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, about whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Husseinun minni wa ana min Hussein. The Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein. Ahabba Allahu man ahabba Hussein. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if you claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow me. Yuhbibkum Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. The path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is who? the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not our Rajiv. This hadith also mentions, Ahabballahu man ahabba Hussein. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall love he who loves Hussein radiallahu anhu. So that nisbat in the Holy Quran, which was attributed towards the greatest of mankind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has shared that with his beloved grandson.
Subhanallah. I think something which I'll explain a little bit more regarding, pointing towards the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How it is intact with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because before the actual news of the birth, the auntie of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
she came and to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she mentioned that I've seen this really bad dream, and she couldn't bring words to her tongue. Because she, it was like a, to her it was like a horrific dream.
Is that Fatima al-Zahra, the daughter of the Prophet?
Yeah, according to one narration, the auntie, the chachi of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Umm Fazl bint Harith, who actually comes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she can't, because to her it's a horrific dream, and she can't bring the courage to bring these words to her tongue. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged her. Tell me what you saw. And she mentions that she's seen that a part of the body of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is cut and placed into her lap, shawl, or in her lap. And the Prophet says, "Oh, that's a beautiful dream that you've seen." And then they mention that Hazrat Fatima radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, she's going to give birth to a boy, and then that child is going to be placed into your lap. So from that, the link that the jasad, the body part of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being cut, that in itself is like an expression of how much, because the link of the grandson to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is like their body part. That's how they look.
That's what Shabazz mentioned, that I am from Hussein and Hussein is from me.
It's from me. That Hussein is actually a part of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One thing in lineage, no doubt, because he's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's grandfather in terms of lineage, in terms of blood. But that shows something else, not only blood but in flesh.
Subhanallah.
Not only blood but in flesh.
Indeed.
Now there's another thing, a beautiful thing. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not have a shadow, because the shadow of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is blessed, like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is blessed, so it's not possible for the shadow of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to touch the floor.
Subhanallah.
Now is it possible for anybody to walk upon the shadow of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Now that shadow of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was personified. It was made into a human.
MashaAllah.
It was made into who? Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein.
Allah.
Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah. Ta'ala, Sidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah. He mentions some ash'ar. He says, Ma'adum Nata Sayyid Shahi Taqaleen. He says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam did not have a shadow. That's fine. We could not see the shadow. It doesn't mean it was not in existence. But yes, the shadow of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in existence. Us noor ki jalwa ga thi zaati Hussein. But the jalwa ga, the place where the noor was shining, you could say that was us noor ki jalwa ga thi zaati Hussein. That's zaati Hussein. That's Imam Hussein radhiyallahu anhu.
Subhanallah.
Tamseel ne us saya ki do hisse kiye. That tamseel means to give an example. The thing which gives an example, that had distributed this shadow into two, it had divided it into two. Adi se Hassan bane Adi se Hussein.
Subhanallah.
From half of that was Imam Hassan radhiyallahu anhu, from the other half.
MashaAllah, beautifully explained. Imam Hussein radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, even before he was born, you know, the news was out there that he radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu would be martyred. But what happened, you know, during his childhood when he was growing up, any events that...
Remember we had a question the other day. The question for the audience. The question for the audience was, who named Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu? We didn't answer that.
Oh.
I think we should answer it now. From the beginning, isn't it? The first thing is the person's name. It's mentioned, simply the answer to it is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself named, gave him this name, Hussein. Not only Hussein, but also his brother Hassan. It's mentioned in the hadith, Imam Hafidh Abu al-Abbas, Ahmad ibn Umar, ibn Ibrahim al-Qurtubi, famous muhaddith, rahmahullah ta'ala.
Known as Imam Qurtubi.
Imam Qurtubi, ji. Rawa Abu Umar, bi asnadihi. He says that Abu Umar radhiyallahu anhu with his asnad, he narrates ila Ali radhiyallahu anhu. قال لما ولد الحسن. First, who was born from the Hazrat Fatima to Zahra radhiyallahu anha was Imam Hasan al-Mustafa radhiyallahu anhu. He says ولد الحسن, or the Imam Hasan radhiyallahu anhu was born. جاء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came to see his grandson.
سبحان الله.
فقال أروني ابني. الله أكبر. What does the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم say? Show me my son.
سبحان الله.
Show me that person who the Prophet calls him his own son. What can be said about that person? Aruni ibni. He says, bring me my son, or show me my son. Master Maitumuhu. What have you named him? As Ali radhiyallahu anhu is narrating this hadith, he says, Qultu Harb. He says, I said that I named him Harb. Harb means what? War. As Ali radhiyallahu anhu was the greatest person. Nobody could match him when he came to fighting in the battle. Nobody could match him. He's known as Al-Karrar. Haydar, which means lion. Al-Karrar, what does Al-Karrar mean? Al-Karrar means to come back and forth, meaning after attacking, he doesn't stop there, he comes back, he attacks again. This is the Ali radhiyallahu anhu. What does he do? He names his son Harb, war. Qala bal huwa Hassan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no, he's Hassan. This is when Hassan radhiyallahu anhu was born. And then he says, falamma wulida Hussein. And then the Hussein radhiyallahu anhu was born.
Subhanallah.
Even Imam Hussein radhiyallahu anhu, their birth itself was like a miracle, because Sayyidi Arif Billah Nuruddin, by Abdul Rahman Jami, they stay in Shawahid al-Nubuwa, that the pregnancy of childbirth, those that are born at 6 months never used to survive, and Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu were one of those miracles, and one prophet of Allah, Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam. So these were two miracles, where the pregnancy which lasted 6 months, and they actually lived, because normally
now any, I think, pregnancy, you know, for the many viewers, those brothers who are home, the viewers of Madin channel, to truly understand this, they have to look back to the times they were in. This is not the 20th. This was not the 21st century. This was 1400 years ago.
That's
1400 years
ago. Where there was not much medical thing.
Where there wasn't none of these medication. There was doctors, but the doctors were more, you could say, towards the herbal side. And things, when it came to pregnancy and these issues, these were not combated by them people. While they were not able to, they had no control, they have no idea what's in the stomach.
Even now there's only limits, so how do they know?
So that's one of the miracles of Imam Hussein radhiyallahu anhu, that normally people would, they would die at that age. All children would die at that age. There wasn't that, those medical facilities which they have now. But this is the miracle of Imam Hussein radhiyallahu anhu, that he was able to survive that, no doubt.
Subhanallah. Regarding
the name, is the hadith mentioned, that in Allah Ta'ala hajaba ism al-Husayn. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had put a veil over this, hajaba. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So he had put a veil over. What does this mean? It means that just as nobody was allowed, or you could say couldn't even perceive this, couldn't even think of this, couldn't imagine naming anybody Muhammad before the Prophet ﷺ came. This name Muhammad was specific to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alladhi yuhmadu hamdan ba'da hamdin, marratan ba'da marratin, karratan ba'da karratin. That the Muhammad is that person who is praised time after time, era after era, every single time, bila infisal. There's not a moment when he's not praised.
Subhanallah.
This name was specific, was special, was saved for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That just as that was saved for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these names Hassan and Hussein were, you can say, they were never found before.
These were like saved by Allah.
They were saved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein.
And you know, when you're talking about, you know, Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, we've talked about their life when they were children, how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved them, how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, even the Sahaba ikram, you know, how much they love the Hassan and Hussein.
It mentions that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to kiss them, used to smell them like they were flowers. And there's actually a hadith where they mention, I can't remember the words exactly, but that these are my flowers. So they used to smell them like the flowers. And yet, why wouldn't they be flowers? Because whose son were they?
MashaAllah.
Now, A prophet, he doesn't leave any wealth behind for his children. He doesn't leave any wealth behind, any inheritance. No, he does leaves inheritance. Not in the form of any sort of wealth. So, you know, lands would come into wealth. Products would come into wealth, such as houses, things like this. All of these sort of things would come, obviously money as well, comes into wealth. But the Prophet ﷺ did leave inheritance. It's mentioned that closely before the time of the passing away of the Prophet ﷺ, that Fatima al-Zahra radhiyallahu anha, she brings the great Imam Hassan, Imam Hussain radhiyallahu anhuma to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She says, "Hadhani ibnaka, fawarrithhuma shay'a." That here, these two are your children.
Subhanallah.
So give them some sort of inheritance. What does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says? "Qala amma al-Hassan, as for Hassan, fa inna lahu haybati wa su'dadi." That for Hassan is my reverence, is my dominion, my sovereignty, my leadership. Wa amma Hussein, and as for Hussein, fa inna lahu jur'ati wa judi. Imam Hussein radhiyallahu anhu, he has my courage.
Subhanallah.
This is the important thing. Imam Hussein radhiyallahu anhu, he has my courage and my generosity. Two very, you could say, imperative attributes which were instilled within Imam Hussein radhiyallahu anhu, which he inherited. Both extremely important. And inshallah, these two attributes we'll talk about over the next few days. Because they extremely come into, you could say, the significance is the time of Karbala, where he required that strength, that courage. Not anybody can do what he did. Because possibly nobody can do what he did. Allahu Akbar. Really? Who can? The second is his generosity. He was extremely generous. Imam Hussein radhiyallahu anhu, he would freely give whatever money he had, he would give it away. And he was the son, the grandson of that person by whom it is said, Kana ajwad al-nas. Sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. Kana Rasulullah ajwad al-nas. He was the most, Allah Hazrat, excuse me, share. Waqiya jood o karam hai shahibat taha tera. Nahi sunta hi nahi mangne wala tera. You know, we never hear the word no from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how generous he was. Imam Hussein radhiyallahu anhu is mentioned the same about him. That Imam Hussein radhiyallahu anhu, if anybody would come to him asking for anything, he would never turn them away, giving them nothing.
Tasawwur bhai, Hazrat Imam Hussein radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Shaykh, can we touch on his ibadat and his taqwa? Because, you know, as you know, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, how much taqwa, ibadat he had. And then if you look at Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu's son, Imam Zainul Abideen, you know, who was named because of the beauty of worshippers. So if his son is the beauty of worshippers, what can you talk about the father?
Before we actually move on towards the ibadat of the beautiful waqiyah, which somebody mentioned to me, and I'd like to share that. This just shows the love of the parents of Hasnain Kareemain towards them, and then it also shows the love that the Prophet ﷺ had for his grandsons.
MashaAllah.
And then how much Allah loved Hasnain Kareemain radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu as well.
No doubt.
I'm going to mention it as a mafhoom because of how it was narrated to me. Basically, it was such something like this, that Hassan and Hussein, they both wrote, in them days it wasn't paper and pen. It used to be like boards that they used to write on. Like
Pakhti. Yeah.
So they both write upon the takhti or whatever material that was at that time. And they both wrote something and they came rushing to their mother. Hazrat Fatima radhiyallahu anha, and they're both showing the writing and they wanted to know whose was better. Now, Hazrat Fatima radhiyallahu anha, how could she upset one or the other? So she pointed that, let your father come home and, you know, you can ask Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anha. So when Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anha come home, then the sons, they both go running to the father and they show their takhti. We'll call it takhti.
Takhti big,
yeah. Or slate, yeah. So they show their slate and they show their writing and show that whose writing is better.
Yeah.
Now, Hazrat Ali and the love that they had for their sons, how could they even dishearten either one of them?
Subhanallah.
So they say that, we'll ask your grandfather. So then they take both the slaves and they take them on shore to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, our Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how could they, the love, the immense love that they had for their grandsons, how could they even upset either one of them? So they're in this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are in this thought as of yet, and Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam are sent by Allah azza wa jal. And Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam say that, when they arrive, they actually bring an apple with them, which is from paradise. And they say, they mention to the Prophet ﷺ that if you throw this up on whoever's slave that the apple lands upon, his writing is better.
Subhanallah.
Now the apple is thrown into the air. And what happens to the apple? The apple is split into half and each half falls on each of the slaves.
Subhanallah.
That, look at the love that even Allah, that Allah Azul had for Hasnain Kiriman, the Jalanahuma. That even they couldn't upset keep either one of them. Mm-hmm. So the apple fall on both of them.
Allah Azza wa Jalla. SubhanAllah, you mentioned, you know, regarding the ibadah, the worship, etc. كان فاضلا كثير الصوم. That he would fast many fasts. With salat, he would pray lots of salat, lots of extra nawafil. Throughout the night, he would remain in sajda throughout the night. And in fact, it's mentioned that he would do much dua. Imam Hussain radhiyallahu anhu, remember we spoke about the Fatima Zahra, that Hassan radhiyallahu anhu asked the Fatima Zahra, you perform so much dua. He says, you perform so much dua, so why do you not perform dua for yourself? Which means that she also performs dua aloud, subhanAllah. Now he hears her, and she's doing dua for the ummah. But why do you not do dua for yourself? What does she say? She says that other people come first. It's mentioned by Imam Hussain radhiyallahu anhu, that he performed lots of dua, and he knew regarding Karbala. He knew what was to take place. He knew he must sacrifice his life for the Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet he never wished for that to be deterred from him. He never did dua that, Ya Allah, remove this difficulty which will come ahead. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam strengthened him ever since he was a child.
Subhanallah.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him strength. How? Encouraged him. To encourage him to do good amal is what is from amal that we gain strength.
Ji. And you know, even from a child, childhood, because he was even the Sahaba Ikram knew that he was going to be martyred.
Yes,
but no one made dua that Allah Azza wa Jalla take this away from him, because they knew that the bigger the test, the bigger reward.
That the people who are closest to Allah, they're tested more.
Subhanallah.
That it is a test which makes a person who he is. That person, the difference between one person and another person is not how they are when they're happy. It's not. You can truly identify and know somebody not when they're happy.
Yeah.
A true friend is not that friend who, when you know, you're happy. It's not times of happiness. It's the times of hardship, times of sadness that you can truly understand the person. How does he react to the situation? How did Imam Hussain radhiyallahu anhu react to the situation? This is where we come to understand, and he knew that his name would no doubt be remembered, and would be remembered for this.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah. Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah. Karbala ki jaane taro ko Fatima Zahra ke pyaron ko salam, Fatima Zahra ke pyaron ko salam. Karbala teri baharon ko salam, Karbala Jaan-e-sari ke nazaron ko salam, Jaan-e-sari ke nazaron ko salam. Ya Hussain ibn Ali, مشکل کشا یا حسین ابن علی مشکل کشا آپ کے سب جان ساروں کو سلام آپ کے سب جان ساروں کو سلام اکبر و اصغر پہ جام قربان ہو اکبر و اصغر پہ جام قربان ہو میرے دل کے تاجداروں کو سلام میرے دل کے تاجداروں کو سلام جس کسی نے کربلا میں جان دی جس کسی نے کربلا میں جان دی ان سبھی ایمانداروں کو سلام ان سبھی ایمانداروں کو سلام کربلا کے جان ساروں کو سلام جو حسین قافلے میں تھے شریک جو حسین قافلے میں تھے شریک کہتا ہے عطار ساروں کو سلام کہتے ہیں عطار ساروں کو سلام کہتے ہیں عطار ساروں کو سلام
When people have boys, especially boys, you know, families are so happy when they have children. People come to give Mubarakbad. There is a beautiful riwayat of when Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu was when he was born. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that at the time of Fajr, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he went outside the masjid. And everyone was surprised that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't normally do that. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that I followed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says that when we reached to our house, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu that, oh Ali, stand outside, don't let anyone come in. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that, your son Imam Hussein, yani, has been born, and so many angels that are who are coming to give Mubarakbad. And he says that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as he stood outside, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the rest of the Sahaba Ikram, they all come and they ask Ali, what's wrong? What's happened today? And he goes that Allah ta'ala has blessed me with a son, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told me to stay outside because there are 424,000 angels that are here to give Mubarakbad.
No doubt. What do we have? You said it's an. You could say it's, you know, invitation, isn't it?
Subhanallah.
Or you could say, sorry, more of a istiqbal, of a reception. Gee. You know,
welcome.
When somebody are welcoming, exactly. Welcome. Sorry, that's the word. Now, this is not welcoming an ordinary individual. This is the welcoming of a king.
Subhanallah.
There's some beautiful, again in Persian, Sayyidina Khaja Mu'inuddin Chishti Ajmeri, rahimahullah.
Subhanallah.
Shah Ast Hussein, Badshah Ast Hussein, Deen Ast Hussein, Deen Pana Ast Hussein, Sardad and Adad Dasti Dar Dasti Yazid. You know, Hussein was an emperor. Hussein was a king. Deen as Hussein, he was a religion, he was a protector of the religion. Sardad-e-Nadad, he was that beloved. Sardad-e-Nadad, he was that beloved. He was that dear one, that one who we love so much. Nadad-e-dast-e-Hussein, Dar-e-dast-e-Yazid, who did not give his hand in the hand of Yazid.
Subhanallah.
This
Subhanallah.
Was a true king.
Ishak.
A true king who not only the humans, you could say, are proud to have him as our king, are proud to have him as our amongst our most beloved, or to even have some sort of nisbah towards him. Not only jinns, not only angels, as we mentioned, not only as a Jibreel alayhi salam, not only normal objects, but things like heaven and hell.
Subhanallah.
Heaven and hell, how hell, how heaven. Subhanallah, this hadith is mentioned in so many places. Tabrani in Mujam al-Awsat. Imam Ibn Adi mentions in his Kamil, Al-Kamil. Imam Zahabi mentioned in his Al-Mughni fi Du'afa. Imam Ibn Shaheen mentioned in his Tariqa Asma' al-Thiqat. And Anas radiallahu anhu, from Imam Anas radiallahu anhu. He said, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, Fakhrat al-Jannatu ala al-Nar. There's a debate going on between heaven and hell.
Allah.
Debate going on between paradise and Jahannam, paradise and hell. What was happening? Fakhrat al-Jannatu ala al-Nar. That Jannat was showing that I am better. Jannat was proud. Jannat was proud. Jannat. Allah, Jannat was proud. فقالت, and what did Jannah say? أنا خير منك. Oh hell, I am better than you.
Subhanallah.
How does hell reply? فقالت النار, hell replies what it says, بل أنا خير منك. No, I am better than you. I am better than you. How? Is it فقال لها جنة استفهاما? Okay, the Jannah says, asking, how are you better than me? Jannah, meaning paradise, is asking hell, how are you better than me? Hell says, قالت لأن في الجبابرة لأن في الجبابرة ونمرود وفرعون فاستكت. He says that because within me there will be the Jababira, meaning the tyrants. Within me there will be Namrud. Within me there will be Fir'aun. Those people who disrespected the prophets. Those people who disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I, the fire of hell, will punish them. Jannah became quiet. Jannah became quiet, had nothing to say. Who speaks on the Jannah's behalf? فَأَوْحَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a wahi. What happens? They hear a voice. لَا تَخْدَعِينَ. Do not be subjugated by Jahannam. Do not be put off, O Jannah. Do not be put off. لَأُزَيَّنَنَّ وَرُكْنَيْكَ بِالْحَسْنِ وَالْحُسَيْنِ فَمَاسَتْ كَمَا تَمِيسُ الْعُرُوسِ فِي خَدْرِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a revelation, sends a voice comes from the ghaib, telling Jannat that, oh Jannat, do not worry. We have given you Hussein. We have given you Hassan. We have adorned your rukans, your pillars, the pillars of Jannah with Hassan and Hussein. It is mentioned that Jannat becomes so happy. Like, do not the way a bride becomes happy when it's going to. That's the Jannah becomes happy.
Subhanallah.
And you know, you mentioned about, you know, all these silsilas, we mentioned about the love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam demands from the people regarding to Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There's a very beautiful incident that has been written by Brother Ala Hazrat in Iraqi Gham. And he says that one day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that he was walking with a Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he saw this particular child, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him a lot of love, mashallah, kissed on his forehead. And this Sahabi says that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why is it that this particular child is receiving more love from Allah. You than others? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that one day I saw him, that he took some dust from underneath my grandson's feet, Imam Hussein, and he put it into his eyes. Because of that love, I am giving him more love as well.
Subhanallah. Wherever Imam Hussein radhiyallahu anhu would walk, he would walk behind Imam Hussein radhiyallahu anhu.
Subhanallah.
And wherever Imam Hussein radhiyallahu anhu would place his feet, he would take that sand or that dust on his feet, he would raise it and wipe it over his face.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
So again, mashallah, so that anyone who shows love, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would show love to them as well. And you know, he says that in the scholars, they mention that all these things, you know, the Hazrat Imam Hussein radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu went through, You know, these were like we mentioned that he knew that he's going to go through all through these things. And there's a waqi'ah about Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when they are tied up, you know, they've got handcuffs on and they're chained. Someone came up to them and they started to cry. Why are you crying for? Do you think that these people have chained us? You know, do you think that, you know, these people have got us and they've chained us and put, you know, shackles on them? And he says that he read Bismillah and he came out of them shackles. He goes, nothing can, you know, this is all the mercy of Allah Ta'ala which we are happy with. So, you know, if you think to yourself, the waqia is that Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, the river Euphrates, the water was banned for them not to drink water from river Euphrates. And if you think to yourself, if Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala made dua, do you not think that the river Euphrates would come to him? You know, alhamdulillah, it would. But because they were patient, they had that sabr, they were waiting for that maqam that Allah Ta'ala prepared for them. And alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, just to, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, summarize all this today. Obviously, we haven't even touched upon the life of Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and other events that took place. You know, but that it just gives you that Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu was prepared for this, and he was being prepared because it was a very, very big test from Allah Azza wa Jal. And a very
the
big
Prophet
reward
would hold Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu on his shoulders.
Bishad.
Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, many books. Whenever he mentions about the Prophet and the Hassanain Kareemin, he mentions that they would have Imam Hassan, Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu on the shoulders. Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu, Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu, when he would be on the shoulders of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there would be one leg on the one side, the other leg and the other side. Now, I've only read this about Imam Hussain. I've read about Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu being on the shoulders. We've read about Ibrahim radiallahu anhu, the son of the Prophet, being on the shoulders. But I've only read this about Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet has his one leg on the right side, the other leg on the left side, like we would have children on our shoulders. The Prophet holding him, holding his feet, doing what? Strengthening him that when it comes to the time of Karbala, he is not to back down.
Subhanallah.
Really. This is everything, whatever it is through the blessings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah.
Since he was a child, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would try to inculcate these things within him. As a child, this is what, if you want to your child to become something, if you want your child to be something, if you want to give him something, give him adab, give him respect, give him the qualities which will benefit him in the future, but give him it as a child.
Subhanallah.
It's like as if they were training them up.
Gee.
For the actual.
We were preparing him for this time which will come. The Prophet knew is going to be tested. It's a testage. Who has been tested like that?
Also, regarding the child, we also mentioned about when the Prophet used to be praying Salah, and they'd climb upon the back, the blessed back of the Prophet, and then they would prolong the sajda because they were on the back.
Because they would be on the blessed back of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet loved him so much. The Prophet knew the hardship they were going through. They showed him that love, the extra love. You see, you show your child love. Everybody does. Every parent does, and every parent must show the child love. You know, if he's not a good parent, is he or is she?
And the amount of love, you know, we talked about the taqwa of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You know, he says that he would do a lot of tilawat of the Quran to such an extent that look at the last words in his life with the tilawat of the Quran. You know, and that just gives us a lesson that as Muslims, what do we need to do? You know, we say that we love Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and then ask a question, how much of the Quran do I read? You know, we'll say, it's probably been a lot of days that I haven't read the Quran. Days care, weeks care, years have passed by, we haven't read the Quran.
We're going to talk about this topic further. So I don't know whether
the Imam Hussain Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu, there were 2 billion people in 2 totally different situations with 2 totally different purposes. So Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu, he could not fall in battle. Why? Later the story mentions that. Why? Because he was the sword of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
How could an enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala break the sword of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Whereas Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu, what was his purpose? His purpose was not to fight them. That's why he didn't go to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And as he mentioned, Isha, we'll be talking about this.
Inshallah.
He didn't go to fight. His purpose was what? To sacrifice himself for the religion. To give himself for the religion. To teach the people. That you may think you're in difficulty. You may think, I have this hardship, I have that hardship, I cannot do this, I cannot do that. Islam is too hard to act upon nowadays. You know, we can't do it nowadays. When it's never been so easy to teach those people that you think, no matter how hard you've got it, you cannot have it as hard as where Imam Hussein had it. Hard. Yet, what did he do? He's mentioned that just the night before, he says, can we not delay the events? Can we not delay that even by one day so I may read my salah? And he said that whole night he spent reading salah, doing dua. This is to teach us.
Just want to finish this off. A waqia about a sahabi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was captured by the enemies, and they said to him, what's your last wish? And he says, I want to read two nafal. And he's there reading two nafal really, really slowly. And then all of a sudden he starts to a bit, you know, read them a bit fast. And the people, you know, those who were going to kill him, they said, what was the reason for that? You know, you started off really slowly and then you started rushing. He goes that, I wanted to read my salah because this is going to be my last one. I wanted to read it with pleasure, with love. And then I realized maybe you might be thinking that because I'm scared of death. And that's why I'm really reading it slow. And I wanted to tell you I'm not scared of death. That's why I read it fast so that you can kill me and I can, you know, taste martyrdom. Subhanallah. Pyar Islam bhaiyo and viewers of Madani channel. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. We were talking about the life of Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sadly, time's up now and we've got to leave you. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, just one last piece of advice is that from Amir Ahle Sunnah, that if we love Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, no doubt all of us will love Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Let's try to follow and live a life that Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu lived.
Sorry to interrupt, but we claim we all love Imam Hussein. We can't love Imam Hussein without knowing about Imam Hussein. Why? Because love only comes through knowledge. You'll only learn about Imam Hussein, then you can love Imam Hussein. So you can say the advice, sorry, my advice, I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, mashallah.
To the views of Madin channel is, if you want to love Imam Hussein, read about Imam Hussein.
You got to read about his life. Inshallah, Azawajal, tomorrow, another topic, and inshallah, Azawajal, we'll take you further. Please take care of yourself and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam.
Salam be upon the ones who sacrificed their lives at Karbala. Salam be upon